Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Former Congressman George Santos has apparently had a change of heart on how he is going to plea on Monday. Suzanne Colucci has our story.
Former Congressman George Santos will plead guilty to federal fraud charges on Monday. The charges stem from actions during his 2022 midterm campaign. Santos, who was expelled from the House last year, previously pleaded not guilty to 23 federal charges, including allegations of fraud related to COVID-19 unemployment benefits, misusing campaign funds, and lying about his personal finances on House disclosure reports. Santos was scheduled to go on trial September 9th. All sides are expected in federal court in Central Islip on Monday.
Again, that's our Suzanne Colucci with that story. The hostage situation in the overnight hours in the Douglaston section of Queens.
The police say the three men who barged into the home in Douglaston, Queens, were armed with a gun and two hammers. A 72-year-old man was hit with a hammer to his foot, and a 71-year-old woman was punched in the face. Three other adults were uninjured, and three children were unharmed as well. The police say the men took cash and fled out a back window. All three men were quickly arrested. George lives on the block. He wasn't surprised to hear what happened. He says criminals have the upper hand.
They know that no one is going to do anything to them. They go in for one night, and the next morning they're out without bell, without nothing.
The police don't know why the house was targeted. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Douglaston, Queens.
An early morning house fire in the Fordham section of the Bronx left five people hurt. FDNY says firefighters responded at around 4 a.m. to a fire on Valentine Avenue. It took about an hour to get the fire under control. Hurricane Ernesto made landfall on Bermuda early this morning. Around our area, little effect on the weather, but plenty of effect in the water.
Dangerous rip currents are likely today along the beaches of New York and New Jersey. Ernesto is currently a Category 1 hurricane with winds of 85 miles per hour. It was a tropical storm when it skirted Puerto Rico earlier this week, but still took its toll, knocking out power to about half of the island's 1.5 million energy customers. This morning, Ernesto is bearing down on Bermuda, which began seeing tropical storm force winds and dangerous flooding on Friday.
It's correspondent Dana Jacobson. Winds News Time 2:05. A man who was accused of impersonating an MTA contractor is under arrest. Police say 62-year-old Israel Santiago was dressed as an NYC transit worker back on July 29th when he gave his social media followers an unauthorized tour of an abandoned tunnel at the Bowery subway station. He posted the video on TikTok. A viewer alerted the MTA, and that started the investigation. Police say Santiago was then spotted Wednesday using an emergency exit at the Atlantic Avenue Barclays Center station in Brooklyn, dressed like an MTA employee. He also apparently had keys he was not authorized to have and a Metro card only given to MTA employees. And he was subsequently arrested. The Brooklyn family is outraged after a three-year-old child was left alone on a hot school bus for hours in East New York. Child is 3 years old and has nonverbal autism. On Tuesday, he was picked up by the school bus at home, as usual, at around 1 in the afternoon. He was dropped off at his grandmother's house at 4, and she immediately knew that something was wrong because the child was dehydrated and sweaty. The family says they then got a call from the bus company saying the child never made it to school and had been left on the bus for hours. The bus company has apologized and says it has terminated the bus driver. This is the child's mother, Moesha Samuel.
We put in our kids in y'all hands. We expect our kids to get home and to school safely.
She made her comments to Channel 7 Eyewitness News. Answering the call of duty even when off duty probably saved a man's life last Monday morning. FDNY Deputy Chief George Healy was on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn in the early stages of a family trip to Disney World. FDNY says he was in bumper-to-bumper traffic caused by a car fire. He got out of his car, found a man unconscious in the back seat of the burning car. Police officer on the scene helped out, allowing Healy to reach into the back and untangle the unconscious man from the seatbelt. Healy and the police officer pulled the man out of the car. Healy says that when he went back to his car, some people asked, "What's wrong with you?" To which he responded, "I'm a New York City firefighter." That's what New York City firefighters do. The victim survived and is recovering at a nearby hospital. The New Jersey Attorney General's office has released body camera footage and audio recordings related to last month's fatal shooting of a 25-year-old woman during an encounter with police in Fort Lee.
I want to break the door down.
Go ahead, I'll stab you in your neck.
Police responded in the early morning hours on July 28th after getting a 911 call from a man who said his sister was having a mental health crisis and requested she be taken to the hospital. The audio recordings indicate that the man said just to send an ambulance. The dispatcher said officers had to accompany the EMS personnel for their safety. The man called back to cancel, but the dispatcher said mental health calls can't be canceled. The family says Victoria G. Lee was not being violent and dropped the knife before the officers came into the apartment. Police say they ordered Lee to drop the knife and then shot and killed her.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.